collective people. Come here, you're not leaving that way.
I agree with that.
That's not what you said. You literally said I wasn't your family.
I did not say you weren't my family.
Your mom's still out there, bro.
We are gaining a new family when we receive God in our hearts.
So in the end, if you're doing God's will to its entirety, it could bring you and your family even closer. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, when we get real about college, young adult life, where every day we try to live in a better way. I'm Jose.
I'm Marlon.
And I'm Fernanda.
There you go. Ooh, I got a cramp.
You got a cramp?
Okay.
Okay, stand up.
We're good.
Are you sure?
Yes, we're good. Anyways, what do you think makes someone truly part of your family?
I would have to say blood, but that's because... Blood's my family, or right. usually like let's say my cousins or uncle, my mom, they kind of brown. I would say that they're my family.
Well, I will say that I feel offended right now because I consider Marlon my family, and he is not blood related.
That's
so
your first mistake.
So for me, I will say, let's say we moved to this country 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. We live in this state with only, like, my family, like, blood related is my mom, dad, and Jose. And they are my family. And Seiji. Seiji is Jose's dog. but I have, as we've been here, I've collected, I've met, I've chosen family.
You've collected people. Come here. You're not leaving that way.
Like, let's say my best friend, who you both know, and you both went to her wedding, she is my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love her, and, like, she is my sister. And her family became my family because they love me. They show up every time I have a show. They support me. Like, they're going to be invited to my future wedding. Like, they're family. So it's people that have shown love, support, like, unconditionally. Like, I didn't know them, and they just accepted me in their family. Mm-hmm. And for me, yes, it's blood-related, but it's, like, people that you love and you want to keep in your life forever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that.
That's not what you said. You literally said I wasn't your family.
I did not say you weren't my family. I would say that.
You didn't even mention me.
I did.
Or him.
I did. I was about to. Y'all, you just cut me off.
I'm good.
Liar.
I'm good.
I am hurt.
Anyways, talking about family. There's this thing that you realize, like, who's your family and who's your, like, real family. All right. So Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 to 50 say the following. While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside asking to speak with him. This is talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it says, someone told him, your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you. But he replied to the man who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Ooh. And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Mm. This is like, it seems like a regular conversation, but it's like very important.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's.
I would have been confused when he said that. If I'm being honest, I would be like, what?
Yeah, like the guy, like, your mom's still out there, bro. Like,
Mary Jane, pull up. I'll show you who is your mother. I'm right here.
That one right there. That's your mom right there. Like, but yeah, it's like, yeah, imagine getting, like, an answer back with a question, like...
Yeah, I'd be like... imagine if it's early in the morning, you're like, what?
He goes back to the mom. He said, who is my mother? Do y'all know each other? Or? But anyways...
He says, I love you.
But yeah, he asks the person, like, who is my mother and who is my brothers? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, his... Like, his mom and his brothers, those are his earthly family. But then he says, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, and mother. So he's talking about a whole different family now. It's like not his blood related family.
Yeah.
He's talking about the people who are followers of Christ,
mm-hmm.
who do his will. Yeah, that's, I don't know how y'all feel about that. It's like, would you do that? Like, if your mom was talking to you and was like, hey, like, if someone was like, hey, I need to talk with you, what would you do?
Who is my mother? You are my mother. She'd be like, si puta, venga para acá.
He's like, I'll show you who your mother is.
I mean, if they're like, hey, your mom needs you, I'm like, okay, I'm going. I'm like, where is she? And then I go, mommy! Mommy!
And
like,
just if, to say anything.
Yeah, if we're in
church, need to go there. Mom.
I got in trouble the other day because I called her by her legal name. She goes, I'm not Saida, I'm mommy. And I said, but you did not listen to me when I said mommy. So,
yeah,
there you go. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Exactly. He is redefining the word family for us.
Yeah.
It's like he highlights that belonging to God's family is not based like on bloodline or heritage. Doesn't matter if you're from Mexico, mm-hmm. if you're from Brazil, from the U.S., from one of like the many countries that are in the continent of Africa, Europe, anywhere. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're mm-hmm. not matching blood ties with anybody else.
Yeah.
It's that does not matter at all.
No, it's like once you've made the decision to follow Christ, mm-hmm. you have the privilege of being called a kid of Christ, a children
exactly.
of God. And that means that the day that Marlon decided to follow Jesus, that's the day that he became my brother in Christ.
Exactly. You gain sisters,
exactly.
brothers, and you gain one father,
exactly.
which is God.
Exactly.
But the important thing here is he's not rejecting his mom.
Mm-mm.
Or his brothers.
Oh, yeah.
He respects
all.
Her. Like,
yes.
He literally says, honor your father and mother.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
not,
saying.
No.
I'm not saying go to your mom's like, I don't even recognize you no more.
No,
don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no,
don't
no.
do that.
Yeah.
I prefer if you stayed in this world. But what he's doing is he's putting God's will ahead of his earthly family,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
which is what we should all do.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fact that he's doing that means that he's. Like, we are all, if we do that, we are gaining a new family when we receive God in our hearts. That family can help each other. We mm-hmm. build each other. Like,
you love
if somebody's
each other.
Struggling, all the sisters and brothers are going to go help you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a girl, like, obviously the sisters
yeah.
would go to you. If
yeah.
you're a guy, the brothers would go to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or the whole church
the
as a whole.
The whole church can help you, yeah.
yeah.
So that's what we got to, like, really focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like, well, we mentioned this Sunday, how it was that we had a wedding, and we had just people just volunteer, help out,
mm-hmm.
and we're just like, hey, can you help with this? Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They were there.
Yeah. That's literally what
mm-hmm.
it means to be a family
yeah.
in Christ. Like, no matter the sacrifice, no matter,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you need help? I'll be
yeah.
there. Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly. Ooh. And putting God first, like, sometimes it's like, whoa. Like, oh,
before my
like,
parents?
Why did I do that? Like, before my parents, before
mm-hmm.
like my partner,
yeah.
before my wife, before
yeah.
like my girlfriend, like all that stuff, like my friends, even though like this guy is like always here with me, any little thing that happens, I can call him, he's gonna help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to put God first. If you like build your, put your like, all your like effort into like your relationship with God, you grow, you like learn patience, you learn God's real, like true love. You all the things that you can gain, like all the fruits, which is Galatians 5:22-23, it's like you grow that
yeah.
to like a super high level. All that stuff that you're learning and applying in your life goes to the people
mm-hmm.
that you know,
mm-hmm.
your relationship, your fathers, your parents, your sisters, everybody. So that's why the importance of putting God above
mm-hmm.
everybody else, like
mm-hmm.
above all.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, yeah. And I feel like if you're doing God's will, it may, if you're idolizing your family, it could kind of separate you
mm-hmm.
away from them. But ultimately, if we know God's will is perfect. So in the end, if you're doing God's will to its entirety, it could bring you and your family
yeah.
even closer.
Yeah, exactly.
By your fruits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God he might use that, you as an example, like those things that you're doing to change their complete life. Like, it, maybe like they're like, reject God. That's how they were born. That's what they believe. Mm-hmm. But then they see you and the changes that you do in your life. And they're like, wow, I want some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, I can be an opportunity for you to share with them. You know, like, we can't limit God. We can't like put him in a little box and like, oh, he's not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't do that. And just because we are doing God's will doesn't mean everything's going to be easy. God, he's the vine dresser. If we're growing, when we're attached to God, he's still going to prune the little like the little branches that try to go like off to the side.
Yeah.
He's like going to be like, nope. Nope, don't go that way.
Like, that person that is
gonna
not hurt for you.
And that's kind of like, yeah, like, that's kind of like knock you back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa. But then that gives you space to grow further. Exactly. So, yeah, I really want to hit that with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
thank you.
Just a little question for y'all to like, kind of like a, you got to think about, you know? It's, what do you think it means, like, or like, just like, think about like, what would you, like your life look like? If God was your father, like other believers like were your brothers and sisters, like if you like managed to accomplish that, would your life like still be the same? Would it like be different? Like, would it be for the better? Like, to change? Just, yeah.
Are you asking us to answer it now?
If you want to.
Ever since I made the decision to fully surrender all my talents to God and see my church as my family, serving and being with them, it helps fill my spirit with joy. Mm-hmm. Fridays are now a time that I get to know my church family, in a time that I get to pray with them, in a time that I get to love on them. And it's just maybe like your blood family, sometimes it might be hard to have conversations with them. Well, you also have your Christ family, your church family, and maybe they're able to help you grow in certain aspects that maybe, or talk about things that you don't are not able to talk with your blood family, but they're still family. And that's what being part of a church means. Mm-hmm. It means that you love each other and help each other grow. And I think that's beautiful. That's why God created. That's why God established a church. And that's why you should go out. If you are not attending a church, find a group of people that love Jesus, that have good doctrine. That means that they are following what the Bible says, not their opinions, not what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Find a group of believers that will support you in your journey as you transform your way of thinking and your way of loving others.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fer, where can they find our videos?
Well, you guys can find us on social media at ADAW Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can also follow LifeWord on Facebook. We have various of shows there. English and in Spanish as well, and in other languages. We actually share about who Jesus is in 174 languages, by the way.
Mm.
And just check us out.
It's a little bit for everybody in there.
Exactly, exactly. Jesus is for everybody. And if you want to know more about who Jesus is, go to follow.lifeword.org. It's a place where you can literally start through videos understanding who Jesus is and asking questions. And if you need more information, just leave it in the comments below, and we would love to give it all to you.
All right. Thank you for being here. See y'all Friday at 10 a.m.